V'yato mavir nachla minoav afilu b'mokim bas. But maybe we do not take away the Yerusha from a father even when there's a daughter. That this pasuk says, they give it to the daughter, maybe it only means if there's a question that there's an uncle alive. In other words, the father, Reuven, has a brother alive, Shimon. So then we say Reuven's daughter gets it. But we're not talking about when the father, Yaakov, is alive. Maybe though, B'mokam, the father's alive, maybe he gets it. Had this that this pasuk says, the daughter gets it. How do you know to say the pasuk is saying the daughter gets it over the father Yaakov? Maybe the pasuk only means the daughter gets it over the brother Shimon, in a case where there's no father alive. But maybe b'makom there's a father, maybe the father will still get it. That's the kasha. Nachle minav afilu b'makom bas. Someone says no. Imkain, if so, lenichta rachmana v'havartem. It shouldn't have said the extra word of avartim. We take it away. What's this lashon of avartim? Mashma that b'mokim you have a daughter, we even take it away from the father also. That b'mokim, when a father dies, he has a daughter left over, the daughter takes it over the father. That's the deed for the pasuk, that the first daughter...
take it away from her, to give to the father.
No. The daughter gets it. The daughter gets it. Vavartim means we take it away from the father to give it to the daughter. When a father dies, when Reuven dies, if he has a daughter, the daughter receives it, and that's the father. So that's how this tunnel ends it out. That's the pasuk teaching us that that's the only time the father doesn't get it, like Yaakov, if Reuven, his son, had a daughter. But if Reuven does not have any children, Reuven only has brothers alive, then if it's a question between brothers or a father, the father gets it, not the brothers. Nothing more says, according to this last Tana, to learn that the deek from the word of Avartim, Hai Sheiroi Mayovidlei. At the time of before, learned this out from the Pasuk of Sheiroi. It says, V'nasata El Sheiroi HaKorvelov. And before we dashen, Sheiroi means the father. That's the way he dashen before, that Tana. That Sheiroi means somebody close, a close relative, and meant the father. But according to this Tana, now we learn it out from the word Vavartim, what does he do with the word Sheiroi? So Gemara says, Mi boile, he needs it l'kratanya. Hey, we learn like this, Sheiroi. What does the Pasuk say there's a Yerusha of Sheiroi? Zu ishtoi. That means your wife. Malamed comes to teach us that Nidiraisa, Shehabal, Yerusha ishtoi. That's a loch. If your wife dies and she owned her own property, you know who gets it? Not her sons, not her daughters, but the husband. A husband yashrins his wife. That's this pasuk. Sheiroi, the such Yerusha, like Rashbam says, Sheiroi is the wishtoi, kidachsid, the pasuk says, for how you lebasar echad, they should be like one basar. Uksiv nami, Sheiroi ksusav yonasa leigora. Don't take it away. So therefore, Sheiroi here means your wife. Is coming to teach us a new halacha that a husband yashrins his wife. And Rashi says, "Yeah, Rishbam Yerushas Ishtay, Sava Gerin Masif Mederushim Makari Yachi." For the Satan Misnachlas Sheiroi Loi, that you give the Yerusha of his wife to the husband. That's what this pasuk is teaching us. Yeah. Now, Ulaman the Nafkuloi Misheiroi, according to the first time that we had yesterday, that learned Sheiroi. That's talking about the father that teaches us. That the father gets the Yerusha before the brothers get the Yerusha is so haivei havartim mayavidlei. What does he do with this extra word vavartim the way this time here is darshaning it? Like Rashi says, lichta v'nasatim. It just should have said a lashon of v'nasatim, give it. What's vavartim? We take it away. Gemara says, mi boile, we need it l'kiratanya. Like we learned like this. Rebbe Yoim, Rebbe said, Bekulam nema behem nesina. By all other Yerushas, when somebody dies, it says lashna v'nesina. We give his property over. If a father dies, we give his property to the son. It says lashna v'nesina. Vekan nema behem v'avarta. But in the case where a father died and he only left over a daughter, it says a lashna v'havartim. We give over. Not a lashna v'nosna giving, but v'havartim. Why does it say an extra word of v'havartim? What does it mean to teach us? Come to teach us, She'ein lecho she'mavir nachlo mi'shevet l'shevet elabas. Like usually, every Yerusha always stays in the same Shevet. Because usually, Yerusha goes to the son. The son is the same Shevet as the father. The father came from Shevet Don. So the children you have are also Shevet Don. Usually when the father dies, who yashens the father? The son. So it stays right there in Shevet Don. So usually the property that was given to Shevet Don always stays in Shevet Don. Where is there going to be a case now that this property today belonged to Shevet Don and tomorrow it's going to belong to Shevet Asher? You know that's going to happen? By a daughter. And again, let's say the father that was from Shevet Don died. And he has no sons. He only has a daughter. So the daughter yashens. So right now she's still from Shevet Don. But let's say she gets married to a husband from Shevet Asher, and then she dies, the husband yashens her. So this is the way property from Shevet Don is being given over to Shevet Asher. So the only way property is ever transferred from one Shevet to another Shevet would only be where a daughter yashens the father. That's why here the prophet says there's extra lashon of for havartim, giving it over. That's this rush here. Yeah. So it says that Shem Lecho Shemavir Nachlo Mi Shevet LeShevet. We never have the case that Yerusha goes from one Shevet to another Shevet. Elabas Hoyelu B'no Ubayla Yoshemasa. Because in the case when she dies, you know who takes her over? Either her husband takes her over, or else her son takes her over. So again, first the father from Shevet Don died, right? Then the daughter yashened. Now when the daughter gets married, she gets married into Asher. So her husband is from Asher, and if she has sons, the sons are also from Shevet Asher. So when she dies, either her husband's going to yashen her, or a son. So that's the case that you take Yerusha from one Shevet to another Shevet. That's why here by your daughter, the prophet says an extra lashon of a havartim. Right. Her lebno by liyoshem asa. Now the Gemara goes back. Umimai di sheri zerav. How do we know to say that sheri means the father? Is this going back to the first rashi before? Now when the prophet says v'nosatem to nosatem es nachloso l'sheroi hakorav elof. Yeah. The door's closed good? This door's closed? Yeah?
Yes.
It's of nosatem es nachloso l'sheroi. So we said before the first rush was sheroi means the father. That the father yashens his son if the son has no children. So the question is, how do you know that? How do you know that the word sheroi means the father? Before, one man even says sheroi means your wife. How do you know to say here sheroi means the father? So one starts like this. Tiftiv, it says up another pasuk, share of ichu. It says a lashon of share of ichu. So it's lashon of share applies even to honor father. For the more know, ema share is uaim. Maybe it means the mother. Tiftiv is also a pasuk that says share imchi. She's the share of your mother. So maybe share means the mother. On my rovas, rovas, on the quote, the pasuk says minishpachtoi from v'yerush oisa. That Yerusha usually goes down from the same mishpacha. Now, who's the called the mishpacha? Mishpachas av kruya mishpacha, mishpachas aim a kruya mishpacha. You want to know what mishpacha you are? You go boss of the father, the husband. He's the mishpacha. Your mishpacha Yehuda, your mishpacha Don, your mishpacha Asher. That's called your Yisrael Levi. Your mishpacha is what the father is, what the mother is. That's not the name of the mishpacha. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, "Lemishpachaisam, leveisavoisam." So it says clearly that leveisavoisam, what's called a mishpacha beisav. Therefore, since by Yerusha it goes after mishpacha, it's a swerve to say that a father has to do with Yerusha more than a mother. So again, in a case where Yaakov had Reuven, and Reuven dies now without any children. So the question is, who's going to yashin Reuven? So halacha is, Yaakov the father yashins his son. Yaakov the father and not the mother. For the Gemara, is this true what you're saying? O mishpachas aim, ain a kruya mishpacha. Is it true that the mishpacha of a mother is not called a mishpacha? I will see there's a pasuk in Shoftim that says, "Vayehi nar mi beis lechem Yehuda, mi mishpachas Yehuda v'Levi." There was a young son that came, a young person that came here, and it says he was from mishpachas Yehuda, and he was a Levi, and v'hu gashom, he lived there. So what's the stira? If he's mishpachas Yehuda, how could it be a Levi? Levi is not from Yehuda. Two different shvatim. They shevet Levi and shevet Yehuda. So that's the one's question here. Hagufa kasha, the kasha of the pasuk itself. Amarta v'hu Levi. You're telling me this person now was a Levi. Alma me Levi Yossi. It has to mean what? That his father was also a Levi. That's what we're talking about here. He was a Levi. Yeah. Yeah. Rashi Rashbam just says this pasuk is talking about Sefer Shoftim Ksiv the Pashas Pesloi Shal Micha. By the pestle of Micha, when this Nah came, he was like the Kohen for them. So it says he was a Levi Yehuda, and he was a Levi. So how could it be? Alma. So the Torah has to be Alma Melevi Osi Mimishpachas Yehuda. He was a Levi that came from Mishpachas Yehuda. What does that mean? His father was a Levi, and his mother was he from Shevet Yehuda. I'm a Yehuda Asi. No, but this is after Kasha. I'm a Melevi Asi. The Mishpach is Yehuda, I'm a Yehuda Asi. And Allah, what does it have to be? That the Yavua Melevi, it's like a true. His father was a Levi. But the Imam Yehuda. His mother, though, this Nar's mother, came from Shevet Yehuda. O come, and the Pasuk says upon this Nar, the Mishpach is Yehuda. That this Nar, even though he was a Levi, he came from Mishpach is Yehuda. So you see, clearly, we go basa mishpachas ein. So you see, your mother also is called a mishpacha. So what are you telling me so clearly it's not called a mishpacha for? So the Gemara answers, Omar Rava ba Rav Chonon, loy, gavra shmei Levi, atenas no stira. His name was Levi, that was the guy's name. Sounds very good. He came from mishpachas Yehuda, means his father was from Shevet Yehuda. So what do you mean to say, who Levi? Not that he was really a Levi, just that his name was Levi. That was this guy's name, was Levi, so no stira. But the Yehochi, if so, Hainu dekoma Micha. That's what Micha said over there. Ati yadati, now I know, Kita Vashem li, that Hashem is good to me. Ki hoyim li ha Levi l'kayin, that I have a Levi for a kayin. Like now Micha thought he was right for making the pestle, that Hashem gave him a Levi to be a kayin. So, that's good if he was really a Levi. But now you're telling me he really was from Shevet Yehuda. Just his name was Levi. So why did Micha feel good? So Gemara answers in yes, no, still it's good. The Yisrami Le Gavra the Shmei Levi. He felt good, Micha, that a man came to him with the name Levi, and he was going to be his kohen there to work in his, by a Pesel Micha. Shaul was the base of Eidazor or not, but he felt good that a person chutz with the name of Levi came. For the Gemara, Fichi Levi Shmei, was this person's name Levi? We know that person that worshipped there, that took care of Pesel Micha, that by the Zohar there, his name was Yoinasin. Shenema says in the Pasuk, V'Yoinasin ben Gershon ben Menashe, who born of Hoyakonim, L'Shevet Adoni? So it's clearly Yoinasin, he was the one that took care there. And his name is not Levi. So now ask the question, Omar Ali, I'll say back to you, or time, according to your time. V'chi ben Menashe, when the Pasuk says V'yoinasin ben Gershon ben Menashe, is it true that he was the son of Menashe? V'aloi ben Moshe, this was the son of Moshe. Gershom was the son of Moshe, and Gershom gave birth to Yoinasin. So Yoinasin really was the grandson of Moshe, Rachmanis. That Yoinasin will soon say, did there was ever a Avodah Zarah? So what do you mean to tell me ben Menashe? It's not ben Menashe, it's ben Moshe. You see, the Pasuk says, B'nei Moshe Gershom Eliezer. Who was the sons of Moshe? Moshe had two sons. Moshe Rabbeinu had the first son he called Gershom, and the second son he called Eliezer. So what's on this Pasuk that it says, V'yoinasin ben Gershom ben Menashe, it should have said ben Moshe, should have said. Ella, what do you have to answer me? Mitoil Shosa Maisa Menashe, since Yoinasin went to be over Avodah Zarah. He did actions like Menashe, the Rosh of Menashe, Tolah HaKosah of Menashe. The Pasuk calls him like the son of Menashe. instead of calling him the son of Moshe the way he really was, the pasuk calls him the son of Menashe. So Achanam here also tell you, Mitoich Shosam Maisa Menashe the Yosam Yehuda Tolakasav Yehuda. Maybe here also, since he's doing an action of Menashe that came from Yehuda, the pasuk is telling him in Yehuda. But maybe really, Tak, it's not from Yehuda. Maybe it's really from Levi. Maybe. Or like maybe it's really like it's like it was Yehonasan over there. Yeah. Just told Lakasa Yehuda. So therefore there's no stewards in the Psukim. Omer Reb Yechna Mishum Mishum Ben Yechoi. Mikan from over here. Shetoyle Nesha Kilkola Pimakukol. When somebody does something wrong, you want to name him off somebody, we're totally him in a bigger Russia that did the Rishas before. Like here also was saying this Yehonasan. He was the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. But he was over there by Avodah Zarah by Pesel Micha. We call him after Menashe that also did a worship of Avodah Zarah. We have Yosef ben Chaninu Amar, the Yochav in this passage. The Gam who Toif Toi, he looked very nice. Toi Miyoid. The Oisa Yoda Achra Avshalom. And he gave birth to David after Avshalom. For the Gemara, Valoi Adonis ben Chagis Avshalom ben Micha. They had two different mothers. So what do you mean to say she gave birth to him right after the other one? There were two different mothers. Ella, mitoich shos maisa avshalom tomorrow b'malchus torah kol torah akos to be avshalom. The reason why it says over here the also yod achar shalom that Adonio it says was given birth. She gave birth to Adonio after she gave birth to avshalom, even though the two different wives involved. But since Adonio also did rishis like Avshalom, it's totally after Avshalom. So Mitarach Shosu Maisa Menashe, Tola Kosva Menashe. Here also, even though it's not really the son of Menashe, or the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, but since Yonasan did Averis like Menashe, they call him after Menashe. And Omer Reb Elazar, Li'olam Yad B'Kodom B'Toivim. When you get married, make Shaduchim, make sure you come into a good Mishpacha. Marry, make sure your wife comes from a good Mishpacha. Shehei Moshe, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenos Abath Yisroi, his wife Tzipora, but before she was the daughter of Yisroi. And at the beginning, Yisroi was a Rasha. Is Yotzim Emenu Yonasan. Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson was Yonasan. That was Eved Avodah Zarah. He was Eved by Pesel Micha. But no, that's what we're saying. It's no good. Mashen Kein Aaron, Aaron HaKoyen, Aaron Shinosa Bas Aminodov, Aaron the married the daughter of Aminodov a tzaddik, Yotzer Mena Pinchas came out from Aaron Pinchas a big tzaddik. It's just such an Indian to get married to Yichus. For the Gemara, O Pinchas Lav Mi Yisroi Yosei, but didn't Pinchas also come from Yisroi? For Aksir the Pesach says, Be Eliezer Ben Aaron Lokach Loim Ibnois Potiel Lelisha took from him a daughter from Potiel, a wife from Potiel. My love doesn't mean to say the Yosem Yisroi, that he came from Yisroi, as Eliezer ben Aaron, the gave birth to Pinchas, but his mother was Potiel, which was the daughter of Yisroi. The Yosem Yisroi, Shepita Magolom Avodah Zarah, that he fattened up the Agolom at the beginning to give it to the Avodah Zarah. So where it says, Lloyd, it's not the Pshat from Pinchas. The Yosem Yosef, it means that he came from Yosef. Shepit put the Yisroi, that Yosef at Tzad was able to fight back his Yetzarah. Yosef was able to hold himself back from Bas Potifera. He held back, he fought back the Yitzhara. For the Marano, for Loi Shvotim of Azamoisoi, doesn't it say that the Shvotim will make him fun of Pinchas? For Yermim, they were saying like this, Reisem ben Buti, did you see this ben Buti there like Pinchas? Ben, that means Ben, Shepitim Ave Ima Golem, the son here, that his grandfather, the father of his mother, was Yisroi, that used to fatten a golem cow, or a golem eagles, cares la pravaita zara. Is Yehorig Nasi Shevim Yisrael? Now this Pinchas, his grandson Pinchas, he should come and kill another Nasi of Yisrael, like people talking bad about Pinchas. So who you see that Pinchas did come from Yisrael? So again, it's not good to Cheshbin. Was it ever like this? If his mother's father came from Yosef,